Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land, since 2016, you have lent me your ears for almost 500 of them things. And I really appreciate that. Yes, we are on the road to 500 specifically. We are on episode 494. And I'm pretty confident that we'll probably hit 500 by Saturday. And I'm really blessed to be able to talk with y'all every day, no matter if it's for 3 minutes, 30 minutes, interview, solo, whatever it is. I'm just grateful that y'all are here with me as we continue to transform ourselves through this journey of the human and spirit experience one day at a time. So today, I wanted to talk about my thoughts on social media apps being down. And when I say being down, I mean not working, not functioning, not allowing you to log on. You can't access all the features. The apps are tripping, basically. And this was inspired by two of the apps that were tripping today. Now, they're not the only apps that have done this. Every app has had an outage before. And it's just a reminder that I'm very glad that I have an email list. And I'm very glad that I have a podcast, because I would hate to feel like I built a community on something that could be snatched away so quickly. I couldn't. And for those of y'all that have been following me since the very beginning, or even for some of y'all that found me in 2017, 2018, I've always wanted to share my thoughts because my mom was a teacher. Let me correct myself in the moment. I've always shared my thoughts about how I felt about being reliant 100% on those apps. And I was talking about digital minimalism about maybe 7 years ago. One of the former podcast guests and one of my friends, Rome Green Jr. from Dormtainment, he actually was the one who taught me about digital minimalism in the book and things like that. And I started reading it, and it's become one of my favorite books ever, because the book's information is so relevant even now. I really implore people to tap in with your favorite quote unquote content creators. I have a love-hate relationship with that word, but those folks that you like to interact with, whether they are formally quote unquote content creators or whether they're just people that share things that you like, if they have a way that you can connect with them on off app, please connect with them off app. If they have a Discord, join the Discord. If they have a email list, join their email list. If they have a podcast, subscribe to their podcast so you can stay in touch. Because you cannot trust these apps. They don't belong to you or I. They don't. So the best thing you could do, if you're a person who likes to create like me, is to figure out how to get your own. Some of y'all may not have a team. It's okay. Just do what you can. Don't rush the process. Take it day by day. This is coming from somebody who I can relate, clearly, right? Do your thing. Take your time. When you have the bread, outsource out. If you don't have the bread, learn the new skill and get it done. Please. For those who are not necessarily a quote unquote content creator and they want to stay in touch, again, like I said, just find another way, please, to tap in with your folks. If they have emails, open them. If you don't have the time, just open them real quick. Come right back to them. Just so you don't get sent to the spam folder, you know, so the emails don't go to the spam. You're like, where'd they go? They there. They just in the wrong folder. Like, interact more with the folks that you love to see content from or that you love to hear from so that y'all can stay connected. Because when these apps goes down, woo child, when these apps go down, it is rough. Not for me, because I have an email list. Now, I understand some folks may not want to tap in all the way through. They might not want to do the email list. They might not want to do every single thing, but at least just pick one. Just pick one thing. If you really fool with them like that and they're in what they share with you on the interwebs, just, if you don't want to be overwhelmed, I totally respect that. Just pick one way to connect with them folks off app so that you aren't necessarily shut all the way off from them if those apps go down. Because as we know, these are not the first time these apps go down, and these won't be the last. And it's not even exclusively to the apps that went down today. Every single app seems to have had issues like this. So I'm just telling y'all, as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, if you fool with them, go ahead and tap in with them off app. Pick a side. You either fool with them or you don't. You either fool with them to tap in with them I always like saying that, pick a side. You either fool with them enough to where you connect with them off app or you don't. And if you got to pick a side, you have to do or you don't. And if you do or don't, move accordingly. But just remember, dang, if this app go down, would I be like, dang, I really want to know what they had to say today? If the answer is yes, then tap in with them off app. So, I don't trust none of these apps. I don't. I don't trust none of them. I got some things I'm working on still. Well, actually, it's something, it was an idea that I had initially, and then I stopped doing it. And then I was like, I think I should do it again. And now I've decided I'm going to do it. And shout out to the Maria Sophia. Me and her have been talking about this idea, and I'm really excited. And once I get done with it, and it's launched or it's about to launch, I will definitely let you know. Some of y'all actually, well, it's not even some of y'all. The reason why I'm doing it again is because the people that answered the podcast survey, which you can still answer if you like, it's the first link in my show notes. Those folks actually provided me the research that I needed, the information that I needed in order for me to say, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to bring that back. So we're going to bring it back. So I'm excited. And it's so funny because these apps being down just confirmed even more, like, yes, we love a good confirmation sign, don't we? But yeah, so look, the call to action today is simple. If you have not completed the podcast listener survey, I really need for you to complete the survey, okay? If y'all really fooled me like that, yes, I'm pulling that card. If y'all really fooled me like that, y'all would help me get the information I need to determine how I can best serve you, because it wouldn't make sense for me to be providing things that I think y'all want if I don't know that's what you want. Yes, let's just keep it a buck. Let's just be very homegirl blunt today. If y'all really fooled me, I need y'all to fill out that podcast listener survey. I like to know how I can serve you based on what you would like for me to do, not what I think I want for y'all to do. Okay, so if you have not completed that listener survey, please click the link in my show notes, the very first link, and tap in. If you have completed the podcast listener survey, please sign up for the email list. I have a new email list provider, and it took me some time to part ways with the old one, but it just wasn't serving the way I needed to serve. So we are now on a new email list server, and for those that are new to the email list, you will get a free Piscean season checklist. So definitely click the second link in my show notes if you've already done the podcast listener survey. So with that being said, y'all, I will tap in with y'all tomorrow. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Direct conversations included, because this is one of them, okay? Love y'all. Peace.